The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. When I was a kid, my mother used to entertain me with stories from her rural childhood. Some afternoons, her mother, my grandmother, would tell her to go and choose a chicken for dinner, which meant my mom was to go outside, size up the plumpest chicken in the yard, then catch it, wring its neck, and pluck its feathers. From an early age, my mom, like her dozen siblings, was familiar with the source of the family's food, and she quickly learned not to be squeamish about pitching into this and other aspects of farm life. Sometimes I look at my own 5-year-old twins going bumpily through the steps of brushing their teeth or zipping their coats or putting on pajamas, and I think that when my mom was just a little older than them, she was already standing on a kitchen chair and rolling out dough for biscuits or frying eggs and bacon for the family breakfast. And she wasn't an outlier in this regard. I've met other adults of her generation for whom something similar was also true. That would have been almost 80 years ago. American childhood looks different now, even in the place my mother once called home. Nowadays, we arrive differently at our knowledge of the real facts of the world, facts like work and death, responsibility and sacrifice. That kind of knowledge eventually reaches most of us. When it does, it feels heavy, but it also fortifies something, making us that much more prepared, not just to survive, but also to offer love and protection, to comprehend grief, and to give thanks. Today's poem, Naomi, by Chawangwa Dema of Botswana, reminds me of those old stories of my mother's youth. Mostly, though, the poem offers me a glimpse into the mind and spirit of a child who understands that she will not be a child forever. Soon, she will forge her own relationship with the realities of work, death, responsibility, and more. In the space of 20 spare lines, Dema's poem is partly an origin story. It even opens with the same 3 words that set the biblical book of Genesis in motion, in the beginning. It's also a loving tribute to an older sister who bore the weight of responsibility with love and grace, allowing her younger sibling to say goodbye slowly to her own cherished innocence. Naomi by Chawangwa Dema. In the beginning, the chickens have no cause to fear us. We are all of us far too young to worry. My sister works well at the daily chore of keeping everyone alive, while I run circles around the ankles of girls who've bled like her, who sit and peel potatoes, turning wood into fire, time making bellows of their lungs. They dunk whole chickens in vats of boiling water, pluck their feathers by hand. I could never bring myself to watch, to hold the bird by its neck, to use its weight against its will to live. Naomi could swing and sing the same tune she used to send us off to sleep. My back turned to where I know I'm headed. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
Every day, we come together to experience our lives through poetry. Support this regular moment of reflection with a gift to The Slowdown today. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate to make your contribution.